You're listening to BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
You most certainly are. This is indeed BFBS Esports Live. Thank you very much to the Audio Content Fund for the fact we're doing this. So what is this show? Well, it's the show that's all about celebrating Forces Gaming, which I think is super important for keeping people connected, for playing esports and the family you get around it. And if you love gaming, you love esports, you're right at home over the next 30 minutes. So what is coming up on this first show? Well, I'll be joined by Ace from Army Esports team to chat upcoming events and the news that's going on, because it's worth saying that I am not an esports expert. I'm somebody who loves in it, someone who works in it, someone who's been around it for years, but I'm not an expert. But we have people like Ace from Army Esports to be those experts for me. We'll also be chatting to Leading Hand Josh from the Navy about the different games he's been playing with the Forces Esports team. And there is a new charity 72-hour esports event, which Captain Chris will be telling us about later on in the show. Now, if you are listening to this on BFBS, we have added pictures to the words. Never catch on. But yes, indeed, you can see the streaming on a number of platforms. It's on the BFBS Facebook website. We're streaming on Twitch as well, which is This Is BFBS. That's the handle there. So if you want to see me wearing a quite loud shirt, and I've had to brush my hair for a radio show, I know, then you can find us there. And it's a great way to get in touch as well, which I'll be asking you to do through the next 30 minutes or so of the show. And we've got music to play. This is a radio station at the same time. So let us kick off with a bit of Alligator by Kasabian on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Guitar.
Well, that's beautifully raucous, isn't it? Alligator from Kasabian, a band which is from my motherland, which is Leicester, of course. This is BFBS. I'm OJ Borge, and it's a brand new show all about celebrating esports in the forces. Now, I know how important esports is, not only for the release I get from playing it, but for keeping in touch with friends. And I've had friends who served as well. I had a mate of mine called Bob, who was in the Navy, who the only way we kept in touch, we didn't email each other, we didn't phone each other, we played Call of Duty with each other. And what was really good about it was he was super handy. And the only way I beat him was his ping was terrible whenever he was away on operations. So I know how important esports are. And that's why we're doing this show. Easiest way to contact us is on Facebook, which Nick has done already from Royal Leamington Spa. He's ex-Royal Corps of the Signals. Twitch, where we're streaming. And you can email us, which feels old-fashioned now, but you can do it. You can email the studio via bfbs.com/esports live. So joining me, first guest on this first show, is Private Jonah Jupp, also known as Ace from the Army Esports team, for a bit of a roundup on what's going on. Ace, it's great to chat to you. Where are you right now, buddy?
How's it going? I'm at Tidworth Garrison right now, chilling in the block. But yeah, it's good to be here.
Well, it's great. And obviously, if you're listening to this, you won't get this. So I'll explain it. You've got the classic streamer's background, beautifully lit, a bit of neon behind you. Do you stream as well then?
I do, yeah. I stream over on my own channel, Ace Anvil, but I also stream over a British Army Esports' channel. And yeah, I've been streaming recently the British Army Esports League. Various streamers from the community have been out there sort of spreading the word about Army Esports and also the different games we play.
It's a fabulous thing you do. What are your games of choice?
Right now, I've been dipping my toes into the games of into the game of Valorant, but I'm by heart, I'm a Rainbow Six Siege player. Been playing that since I was a lot younger, when it was first released, and up until now, recently.
I love Siege. I think if you're talking about games which are cinematic, especially to watch, Siege is one of those games. The way it's round-based, the way different characters have different ways of playing, I still think it is. It's going to go on and keep going on to be one of the biggest esports around. Let's talk about some news then. What's the first news story we're going to talk about, Ace?
So the first things first is obviously the British Army Esports League, which currently is ongoing. In the league, we have the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers on 39 points, closely followed by the joint first, I must correct myself, with the RLC also on 39 points. So the league's been going on now since the start of April. The games we've got included in the league are F1, so the Formula One 2021 series, League of Legends, Rocket League, Call of Duty, and CSGO. My core, the Army Medical Services, we're not doing too well, but I'll bite my tongue on that one. But the REMI have always been sort of lead in esports, and they still are proving that today.
How important are these leagues, do you think, for the inter-forces rivalry? How important?
I think it's a key aspect, really. I mean, we come up against the Navy and the RF on countless occasions in games like Rainbow Six, League of Legends, Rocket League, and the list goes on. And to select the players that we put forward for the Army team, it's key to pick those people out from these leagues. Not just that, it's also bringing the Army together and the communities that we have within ourselves. The guys and girls definitely enjoy it. They all put the effort in and it pays off.
It is a great thing to do, especially in pressurized environments that you all work in. Let's talk about Armed Forces Day. What is going on with Armed Forces Day?
Yes, so this weekend and Saturday, we will be heading up to Scarborough. Myself, codename Jess, who is lead for Rocket League for the British Army. We're going to be bringing a team up there and fighting out against the RAF, Navy, and some of the cadet forces. I believe there's some civilian teams also attending, OJ, and they're going to be sort of heading in there and trying to beat us. Now, I'll be commentating the entire thing. If I lose my voice by the end of it, I'm not going to be surprised. We're probably going to be in a tense lineup between everyone.
Absolutely. As a caster, how long will you be doing on the microphone? Because I've heard casters over the years doing insane shifts, 8, 10, 12-hour casts.
I'm not sure. I believe the Navy and the RAF are bringing some of their own casters. So hopefully I'll get a little bit of the break and rest the old voice. But majority of the time, probably upwards of 4 to 6 hours. We've got a long stream coming and a lot of content to put out for everyone.
Mate, you are a warrior. Vocal zones, that's what I suggest for that sort of thing. Vocal zones and plenty of water. Let's talk about the esports gathering in December then for mental health, because you help run this, don't you?
So in December, we had the gathering. I was joined by Alfie from Fill Your Boots, who always loves to stir up a little bit of drama with the Army Sergeant Major. who was also joined by. We also had the Royal Engineer Sergeant Major and the Signal Sergeant Major join us. And we'd had a little bit of a chat about mental health. Alfie spun some dits about his time in the army, and the Sergeant Major sort of raised an eyebrow or two as some of the stories he was telling. But other than that, yeah, it was a good event. We played a bit of Fall Guys. Army Sergeant Major gave his thoughts and feelings on mental health within the army, which I have a massive sort of passion for, promoting positive mental health and getting the guys and girls out there to talk about it and reach out for help.
It is a great way, isn't it? It's a great way to talk about mental health and make sure people are talking about pressures they're under at the same time. And I know esports is also important to you because you're starting an esports business.
Yes. So my organization, Skoll Esports, we're sort of trying to get involved now in the scene. We've just built our first Valorant roster, selected by Mr. Mighty Joe himself, who is one of the lead players for the British Army. And the roster's looking good this year. I'm trying to get involved in the British Army Esports Leagues that are coming up as well. And it's sort of involving veterans and serving personnel alike. It's a great time for us, really.
Ace, mate, it's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much for sharing us, and thank you for being on this
Pleasure.
First show. Thank you very much, Ace. Keep getting in touch. If you can, you can do it via, if you're watching on Twitch, you can do it via that, or by Facebook as well. Let's play some more music. This is Boilermaker by Royal Blood on BFBS.
This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
Most certainly is. Bit of royal blood there. That song is outrageous. I love it. Boilermaker. Thank you very much for getting in touch. Ithacra on Twitch says, we absolutely will be bringing a caster from the Navy. And that's what we want. We want all branches of the armed forces to be bringing their own. And talking of that, we now know how big the esports community is in the forces. That's why we're doing this show. We have teams across the Army, Navy, RAF in numerous countries. And here to chat about the Navy's esports team is leading hand Josh McDonnell, who goes by the name Centurion, wearing, Josh, Centurion, describe the Navy's kit that you're wearing right now, the esports jersey.
So essentially this is a new kit coming out from a company called Raven, and it's designed to emulate the naval ensign that we fly on our ships, essentially sort of red, white and blue theme. So I'll just come up slightly so you can see it there.
Doesn't work on radio, but definitely works if you're watching a stream. And it is a good kit. And you guys have all got the good kits going on. I've not seen the Army's esports kit. What's that shirt like? I'm guessing it's got camouflage.
I'd imagine it'd involve a lot of green. However, it's clearly not as good as ours.
Oh, well, there we go. I obviously cannot comment on which one is the best. How long have you been serving, Centurion?
So I've been in the Royal Navy for now for just over 10 years.
And how important is esports to you whilst you're serving?
To me, it's a great way to connect with other like-minded individuals, and it's very surprising to find who is actually into gaming when you get onto different ships throughout the Navy.
And how popular is it then? If you say it's good to find out who is into gaming, how popular is it?
So it's quite popular, actually. Ever since I joined my first ship, you go down into the junior rates mess recreational area, and they're there on TVs, on PlayStations, playing FIFA. So it's throughout all the rates and ranks, and it's very popular.
Oh, so all through the ranks as well, so officers are getting involved?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What is the bragging rights like? Not just within the ships you're on, not just within the Navy, but across the different branches of the armed forces?
Our bragging rights is obviously we're the senior service over the Royal Air Force, and we can say to them that if they're going to challenge us, they're taking more than just a crown.
Right. And how much does it help you blow off steam? Because obviously anybody who's serving is in a high-pressure environment. How much does it help you blow off steam?
It's usually my sort of evening activity. So one of the things that I do is I sit and I play games, and that helps me to relax from a stressful day on the job.
Yeah. And what about keeping in touch with people who aren't where you are back at home when you're away?
Yeah, so it's difficult when you're on a ship and away on the ship. However, especially when you're a shoreside, you can connect with friends back home. So I tend to, you know, via Discord and multiplayer games, I play with my friends back home and with other members of the Navy that I know throughout the service.
As I was saying before, my friend Bob, who was serving in the Navy, his ping was terrible, which meant I could beat him pretty much every time. What is your ping like when you're away?
Oh, anything above 50 is terrible. It's not worth it.
Well, listen, Josh, it's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much, buddy. It's great to chat to you. Thank you, Josh. We'll speak to you again.
Thank you very much,
AJ. I'm sure. Hello to Help for Heroes, Paul on Twitch, who says, let's go! And Stelios says he's looking forward to bringing his RAF team down on Saturday. You are listening to Esports Live on BFBS. You might be watching it as well on Twitch and on Facebook. And this is Republica. What a tune that is. I had such a crush on Saffron, who was the lead singer of Republica. This is Esports Live on BFBS. I was just flicking through the Twitch chat then, actually. Thank you very much to Paul, and I totally agree with this, Paul. He says Esports really helped him on his recovery as he was leaving the forces. It's so good to see gaming being pushed forward. And exactly that, because gaming isn't just about having fun. Of course, it's partly about that. It's about that release. But it's a great way of escaping and connecting people across the world when they may be away from family and friends, something I've chatted to both my guests to so far. And I shall do again, because Captain Christopher Bush is the club chairman of AGC Esports. He's here to tell me about an upcoming 72-hour esports charity event, and they need you to get involved. First off, Chris, thank you for joining me. Where do we find you?
I'm in Portsmouth, living the high life.
And what got you into esports and gaming when you were in the forces?
I think, like a majority of people, I grew up around games. I think my first actual game system was like a Sega Mega Drive System 2.
Me too, Chris. Me too.
Absolute classics. And I never really forgot about it. And I continued to go through the gaming experience as I grew up. And when I eventually joined the army at the tender age of 16, gaming was still a massive part of my life. But I must admit, I did forget about gaming for a while as my career kind of progressed and I got more and more busy. But then during the pandemic and the lockdown, it hit home again how isolated a lot of our guys were feeling. And it really helped to get out there, socialize, connect with friends that you couldn't see physically in real life. And that then became the norm, that in the evening of the pandemic, we'd all get together again, socialize, catch up with our lives, and see how each other was doing, and just be there for each other.
Exactly that, Chris. I find myself sometimes, if I have the chance to go out of a night, I will stay in just to go online with my friends and play computer games, because you have that almost family around you. What games were you playing? What was your game of choice, Chris?
I'm a massive Call of Duty advocate. I do play other things like Gran Turismo and whatnot, but I must admit, I'm very loyal to the Call of Duty franchise. That seems to be the main one.
Next time you're in, Chris, I'll jump in with you. Let's talk about this charity event. When did it start and why did you start it?
Well, the AGC E-Club itself started in 2020. It was a brainchild of one of our soldiers on the team. And we just wanted to connect and get together and actually start being more competitive as a core. So we had no representation on the esports professionally at that point. So they had an idea and they ran with it. And in the first year, they did some amazing things, raising, I think it was £1,100 for Cancer UK. And that's kind of been the foundation of what we're trying to achieve here. We're trying to get our soldiers to connect together, no matter where they're posted around the UK or abroad, make friends, develop their skills, and then go forward with that and then actually promote themselves.
And when is it?
It's the 14th to the 17th of July. And this year we're raising money for combat stress. So we're trying to raise at least £1,500 this year. I've sent the link in to the guys already, so hopefully it didn't get pushed down to the Twitch. But we recommend anyone to come along, watch, compete. We're really hoping that people can join in with the actual competition as well, because we can't play nonstop for 72 hours. So we need some friends to join us.
Chris, I reckon you could give it a go. What's the longest you reckon you could go for or have gone for in the past in a gaming session?
We've done a 24-hour stream already in the past, and that was brilliant, yeah.
How much did you play?
About 6 to 8 hours.
I mean, that's still 6 to 8 hours of playing. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for telling me about it. It was great to chat to you. Hopefully we'll chat to you again in the future. Thank you, Chris.
Cheers, AJ.
Thank you. There you go. Captain Christopher Bush, club chairman of AGC Esports. We've only got time to play one more song. It's been great to do this, but if you're going to go out on one of the greatest songs and go out with some more Kate Bush, for she is sampled in this. Let's give her some more royalties, eh? She's only making 250 grand a week at the moment with being back in the charts. This is Something Good by the Utah Saints. So there you go, as we come towards the end of this first show of Esports Live here on BFBS. Thank you to everyone I have chatted to. Thank you to Ace from Army Esports. He brought us the news. Thank you to Leading Hand Josh from the Navy, all about the different games he's been playing and what's going on within the Navy. And of course, to Captain Chris talking about the 72-hour Esports event. 72 hours is a long time to play computer games. I would give it a go, though. And as I say, that is it. Thank you to the Audio Content Fund for funding this and making sure we could get it on and doing a great job, hopefully, of it. Next week, a variety of guests from the Forces Esports teams, plus the gaming community as well. And if you want to get in touch, you can do usual ways, either via Twitch, you can go onto the BFBS website and email us, or get in touch via Facebook as well. We want to hear from you and what you're doing next up on BFBS. It is the news. Have a great one. I'll see you next week.